You won't see what the facts are, what's happened.
All right, I will. I'll check into it. Seemed to me I heard a newscast this afternoon that mentioned it very briefly, but I will check. UPI 99?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I sure will.
Any other news?
Don't have anything on the Mississippi situation, but I did have a very interesting phone call from Rolly Evans. Rolly Evans apparently had tumbled onto the story about these businessmen who've been going around the some of the southern cities, Guy Manger and a fellow from JCPenney, and they led him to Justice Department and Lou Oberdorfer. Apparently he'd written a fairly long story for Reporter Magazine, and as he was checking it back with these fellows, they were they told him that they were very apprehensive about any of that information being being used without some sort of clearing. They thought it was all highly favorable to the administration, highly desirable, but they just plain, on the basis of the phone call I'd made over there before, and Rolly called me to kind of just discuss it. He didn't, he wasn't asking me for approval or disapproval, but he read me some of the things. And of course, I think it makes an excellent story. He talks about how you had met with the group a year ago, and that your involvement in it. Now, this really was a tremendous difference between 1964 and 1954 was the fact that both President Kennedy and President Johnson had put their own prestige behind it and tried to make the thing go, and he's coming up with a very favorable thing, but those fellows are kind of gun-shy, and I didn't tell Rolly that I would check with you, of course, but I think I've got enough time that if you felt for any reason that that it shouldn't go, I could probably catch him. He's leaving on tomorrow night.
I don't think you could do anything about it. He's not friendly to us, so he's not to me.
I think what he was...
He cuts us every time he can.
Well, he does have some disagreeable stuff. I think what he was really telling me was that he didn't want it to appear here that this was a build-up for the Attorney General or for the Justice Department, and he read me enough to make it clear that even though they do get credit for having been on it, as indeed I think they should, that it's not a distorted or one-sided thing, and I kind of left it with him that, I appreciated his checking with me, that I knew firsthand that the Justice Department had indeed been extremely cooperative, and that your relationships had been superb with them. But I felt an obligation to mention it to you in case you want me to do anything I could.
No, okay.
Thank you, sir.